I'm Farah Jadea, and this is News and Notes. It's Friday, and time once again for sports with the intrepid William C. Roden, sports columnist for the New York Times. He spoke with NPR's Tony Cox about the wild week in college and professional football.
What a week for college football. There's a game on every night. So let's start with Notre Dame, Wednesday night's game. 9 bowl games, 9 losses. How do the Irish keep getting into the postseason?
Well, you know, I mean, because they, you know, as they say, they travel well. You know, they sell tickets. They've got this brand. But it's getting ridiculous, man. I mean, really. And we spent all the week talking about, is Charlie Weiss going to come to Notre Dame? I mean, to the New York Giants. And he's a Parcells disciple. I mean, and even throughout the game, well, you know, Belichick and all this kind of stuff. And I said, you know what? I hope they lose 62-0. You know?
They didn't.
And it was close.
It was close to that. Now, the other thing, the other storyline, obviously, out of that game was Brady Quinn, runner-up for the Heisman and presumed by some to be the number one pick going into the NFL draft in the spring, where the Raiders are at the top of the list. But he was outplayed last night by the quarterback for LSU.
If Brady Quinn is the number one draft choice, what is a brother from LSU? It's like, you know, is he like number 1A? It was just a stunning mismatch. I mean, remember last year at the championship game, we saw Vince Young and Matt Leiner duel, and clearly Young came out of the thing ahead, but it was kind of even. I mean, it was like maybe you say Young was like maybe just a head above, but this was just such a dramatic difference. You probably could have seen the game go on for another 7 hours.
That's true. Let me ask you about another game earlier in the week, because obviously USC and Michigan, and there are some talking about USC now being the presumed preseason favorite, number one for next year. Were you surprised by that game, that the Trojans handled Michigan in the way that they did?
Not really. You know, but you never know about these games. But USC is pretty good, and there were always questions about Michigan's defensive secondary. And Dwayne Jarrett is just an outstanding wide receiver. I was not surprised by that. What I was stunned by was Boise State and Oklahoma.
I was coming to that because that was the game of the week, wasn't it?
Man, that might be the game of the year. I mean, that was, you know, we talk about the glut of games and all that kind of stuff. And here you watch a game like this. But, you know, that was an important game for all the mid-majors, you know, because Boise State and a lot of schools they represent had been locked out. You know, the big boys, the Oklahomas, the Notre Dames, the Michigans, you know, had their own private party. And Boise State, I think that we'll look back, and when there finally is a playoff in college football, we'll look at that game as the shot that was heard around the world.
Yeah, but at the same time, though, Bill Roden, even though Boise State had an impressive win over Oklahoma, and they're 13-0, people are still going to say, wink, wink, you know, they cannot be considered for the national championship.
I mean, Tony, what do they have to do? They're 13-0. They handle Oklahoma. I mean, the game shouldn't have been that close. You know, now you could say, well, there are seniors and all that, but I just think it cries out for a tournament.
Well, you know, maybe you're right, but now, is this too much college football?
Yes. I mean, it's coming out of my ears, Tony. You know, I mean, it's too much because the games don't really meet. There's one game that means something.
You're talking about the national
championship.
That's
the game we're going to watch Monday.
Right.
Ohio State and Florida.
And Florida.
That's the only game that means anything in college football until they get a tournament. You know, and I think that Florida is going to win.
All right. Well, we'll have to wait and see how that comes about because it won't be long. In the meantime, let's talk about the NFL. There have been some things in the news this week. Well, I guess we'll have to start in South Florida with Nick Saban kicking the Miami Dolphins to the curb to go to Tuscaloosa to take over the head coaching job at Alabama.
And everybody, you know, Tony, everybody is giving this guy grief and he's dishonest and all that. And, you know, I got to say, man, that this is a system under which we operate. This is a free enterprise system. You know, Saban is getting a ton of money to coach it at Alabama.
$32 million?
It's just tons of money. And they felt that he was worth it. Of course, the reason he gets so much because they don't pay the players, but that's another show.
Okay, that's true.
But I don't really have a problem with that. I mean, I've got a bigger problem, the fact that no African-American coaches have been mentioned at all in this conversation. But the fact that he's leaving Miami to go there, I mean, because listen, if he lost again in Miami, they'd have no problem at all with firing him.
Let's flip the script a little bit. Talk about college coaches who may be considering going into the NFL, where there are now openings already in Arizona, for example, in Atlanta, for example. The name Pete Carroll keeps popping up, and his boy, Matt Leinart, is the quarterback at Arizona. So what's the story there?
Well, this is what I say. College coaches, whether it's in the college ranks going to the NBA, or college coaches do not do well in the pros. They just don't. It's been proven time and time again.
Well, Pete Carroll was okay as a pro coach.
Yeah, he wasn't what he is now, trust me.
Well, no, that's true.
And he will not be. I think Pete's got a nice situation in Los Angeles. He should stay there, have a nice time, you know, with a Booker T. Washington. Cast down your buckets.
And stay where you are.
Stay where you are.
Final thing, Pittsburgh, Cowher, the coach, has been given just a few days to give up the information one way or the other if he's going to retire or stick around. What do you think is going to happen?
I think he's gone. And the general consensus is that he's gone. He'll probably be in North Carolina, and we'll probably see him coaching somewhere in another year. Could be in college, could be at North Carolina State, but I think he's gone. And now this is going to be very intriguing. What are they going to do now? It's a model franchise for stability. So, and very interesting, Tony, is that the Rooney Rule, which mandates that NFL teams do a wide search, including minority candidates, is going to be very interesting to see if they practice what they preach and actually hire a minority candidate.
To replace Bill Cowher in Pittsburgh.
To replace Bill Cowher.
Thank you, Bill.
Hey, Tony, it's always my pleasure.
William C. Roden is an author and sports columnist for The New York Times. He spoke with NPR's Tony Cox.